Church is located 1439 England Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone 318-664-6878.
You're also invited to join House of Praise for Sunday School at 10 o'clock a.m. First and third Sunday morning.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
And Father, we be careful to give you the praise and the glory and honor. We're joining with the many winged seraphim and the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy God. You're holy God. You're holy God. And your glory fills the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you now. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Giving praise, thanks, and honor unto God, to the ministers, to the music ministry, amen, who are excellent on today, amen. And to my wife, to the deacons, deaconesses, to all of you, my father's children, to all of those that will be listening in radio land, to all of those that will be listening via live, grace and peace be unto you, and let his peace be multiplied in your life in the name of Jesus. Want to use for a thought, the courage to conquer. Subtitle, slang it. Slang it. Just what David did. Huh? Just slang it. They don't know what you did. They've been watching you, but they ain't watched you enough. See, you were a non-factor to them, so they didn't watch you all the way. They didn't know what you were capable of. Saul said, you ain't but a youth. I'm sizing you up. I'm checking you out. I know what a mighty man of war looks like, and you don't look like him. That's all right. Sometimes God send things that don't look like what you think they ought to look like. Preach. David told him in verse 34 and 35, he said, look at my testimony. I did this. Verse 35 said, I caught him by the beard. David said, look, I was close to his mouth. And I delivered, look at this, the lamb was in his mouth. David said, I cut his throat where he couldn't swallow. And delivered the lamb out of his mouth. Powerful. All right, let me try to get on here. Verse 38, and Saul said, okay then, since you want to do it, Saul said, I know you can't, but since you want to do it, I'm going to give you my armor. I'm going to put you the king's armor on. And at first I thought that Saul was really trying to do him a favor. But Saul put the armor on him so the people would think that he was the king. Saul was scary himself. And would much rather put a boy out there and dress him like a king for him to die. Isn't that something? Hoping that would spare his life whenever, because they would think, well, we killed the king, so we ain't got to run him down to kill him. Isn't that something? But look at this. So David puts on the armor. And it says that Saul armored David with his armor, verse 38. And David girded himself with the sword and the armor. And then at the end of all of that, David said, in verse 39, part B, for I have not proved them. And David took them off. See, we can't fight with other folks' weapons. We try to use everybody else's techniques. We try to use what somebody else, what you did to get that, what you did, how that worked for you. Tell me. And we begin to get analytical. I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, you got too much analytical mind. Sometimes you got to turn that off and become spiritual. If all you do is analyze, and try to gauge and see what everybody else is doing so you know what to do, then you ain't going to be led right. Amen. So he put on Saul's armor thinking that would help him. And David finally realized, I feel like a fool in this. because I know this ain't gonna work for me. I can't even move in this stuff. This belt too big, and this, you know, this sword too heavy. I can't do nothing with this, right? And it says in verse 42, let's see. It says that David took it off, right? But one thing that David did I didn't mention is that he went to the brook. He went to a stream is what it was. He went to a stream. Why did David go to a stream? To get 5 smooth stones. He went to a stream and got 5 smooth stones. Now, here they were in the mountains. David could have picked up rocks anywhere. I'm going somewhere with this, yeah. He could have picked up rocks anywhere. But he said, this is not what I need to do the job I need to do. See, we pick up quotes from anybody. Yeah. Lord have mercy. We can pick up from anybody, but you know what? That's not gonna help me win this battle.
Amen.
Oh, you giving me some philosophy is not gonna help me win this battle. You telling me what you did ain't gonna help me win this battle. Me picking up some stuff just, you know, that's not gonna help me. But when I go down to the stream is the water, right? And David went to the water. What is the water? The Bible said that the washing by the water, by the word. David went to the word. I wish I had somebody. This all symbolic here. Amen. So David went, he got 5 smooth stones. How did those stones become smooth? Those stones became smooth because the water had flowed over them a while. They had stayed under the water for a long time. God is saying, all I need is somebody that's been under the word that I can use. Come on and say amen. Somebody that stayed in place. Somebody that wasn't bouncing around on the mountain, that wasn't being kicked around on the dirt. Somebody who's been under the water for a while, who's been baptized. Somebody say amen here. Somebody who's been through the trial. Somebody who is not rough around the edges, but they're smooth enough that I can use them. Come on and say amen. Somebody who's been delivered. Somebody who's been rubbed smooth by being handled by God. God said, let me find somebody like that that I can use in this case, because it takes a special thing. It takes a special weapon to be able to defeat a giant. And I don't know what your giant is, but I declare that you need to go to the word of God to defeat him. You need to get your 5 smooth stones. Now, David got 5, but he only needed 1. Preach. And David got 5 and put in his, I call it his grace bag. Why do I call it his grace bag? Because grace, number five is the number of grace. And David took 5 smooth stones and said, I'm going to take 1 stone and I'm going to use it to defeat him. But I got 5 for another reason. I'll tell you that in a minute. And some people said that David went to get 5 stones because of the 5 books of the Torah, or basically the 5 books of Moses, and that represented in that day the word of God. Amen. And that could possibly be it, but I found out that Goliath had four other brothers. Amen. And all of them were over 9 foot tall. I wish I had somebody. And so just in case Goliath's brother decide he wants some, I got a rock for you. Preach. Just in case Goliath's third to the youngest brother, and if he wants some, I got a rock for him too. And just in case his baby brother decides to come out and mess with me, I got something for him in my grace bag. I got something for him. I wish I had somebody. You need to make sure you got enough word. You need to make sure that you got enough smooth stones, just in case the devil sends another one at you. That you got something to put in your sling and just sling it. I wish I had somebody. What do you mean sling it? I mean go in your prayer closet and begin to call those things that be not as though they were. I mean go on your knees and begin to call on the name of the Lord and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Go in your prayer closet and begin to pray, because when you pray, things begin to happen. Come on and shout glory. Oh, I know I got to get, I know. I'm trying to get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, look at this. David, verse 38, he says he took off the armor. He said, I haven't proven this. We can't afford to put on the armor of somebody else tells us we need to put on. We already got an armor according to Ephesians chapter 6. He said, put on the. That's the Bible church I believe in right here. Yeah. put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Having your helmet of salvation, your loins girded about with truth, your breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, your shield of faith, and your sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I always like to point out that God didn't give you a back armor. You wide open in the back. That means you can't run. Because you're vulnerable when you run. If you turn your back and run, you're vulnerable. You're subject to get shot down. Because there is no rules of engagement when you're fighting the devil. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But why? David told us why there ain't no nothing in the back. Because goodness and mercy. They follow me. They got me covered in the back. All right, let me go on here. I gotta go on. He says, "Now we gotta have courage to conquer. We can't just sit in the mountains, and that's where the church is today. We're in the mountain because if we're in the mountain, we're in a place of protection. We're in a place where we can hide. We're in a place where ain't no battles going on because we feel safe and secure in the mountain. As long as it ain't happening right here, we're all right. But we gotta come out of the mountain someday." And we need one courageous person to step out of the mountain and say, "I'll go fight." Because I'm going to get ahead of myself. But after David defeated Goliath, everybody came out of the mountain. Mm. Sometimes God puts you in the battle and he let people see you in the battle. Because when they see you in the battle, that'll make them want to fight. Y'all, you don't want nobody to know. But God said, you can't help it. I'm exposing you. I'm letting them see you in the battle. Yeah. They were in the mountain. David was in the valley. The mountains is just like a stadium seating. They had a stadium seat to see what was going to happen. Sure. And God let it be. And look at this. David didn't even know that it was his time. Yeah. See, some of you playing your time. Right. David didn't know. He showed up on the scene, didn't know God was about to put him out there. Right. God put him out there on Front Street, y'all. Can I say that? God put him out there. He didn't even know that it was his time. And see, you ain't going to really know when it's your time to shine. You just got to be ready. Amen. You got to be ready and be courageous. You got to say, "I ain't going to stop because it don't look like it's my time. I don't know when my time is. I just need to know that I'm going to do the will of God. No matter if a devil decides to defy the armies of the living God, then I got to fight." Because you do know you enlisted in the army of the Lord. The Bible all the time talks about warfare. The Bible actually is a bloody book. If you read the Old Testament, all it talks about is fighting. Paul talks to Timothy about being a good soldier. He said, "Endure hardness as a good soldier." I wish I had somebody here. Yeah. Now look at this. He says now in verse number, let's see, I'm kind of lost here. Okay. He says, so when David took him off, he took a staff in his hand and chose five smooth stones from the brook, and he put them in his shepherd's bag. See, the shepherd got what you need, y'all. Yeah. Even a script. Now, I remember, this is funny, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to get back to it, but I remember being told when I was a young preacher, that because I used to like to write my notes down because, I like to, read or try, if I forget, I'd like to look at it and be able to say whatever God gave me to say in my prayer time. And I was told by an older preacher, he said, "You need to put that script down. The Bible said don't take no script." That what he said. But that wasn't what the Bible was talking about. And I tried to explain to him. I said, the script in that text means a bag or a purse. In other words, don't take no money. Let the church take care of you. That's what the scripture had said. But they had it all mixed up. I said, "You've been missing out on your money. Because you've been taking your wallet." And he said, "Leave your wallet, not your notebook." I love the old preachers, though. But David, he said, even his what? Script, right? He left that, and he took that, and he says, and his sling was in his hand. What's in your hand? Think about it. And he drew near to the Philistine, and when, verse 41 says, and when the Philistine came and drew near to David, the man that bare the shield went before him. Now, here's the Philistine that's coming to fight David. He's 9 foot tall, but he need an armor bearer. He need an armor bearer because he ain't taking no chances. Not only does he have an armor bearer, but he has on armor. Yeah. to protect him from somebody. And then look, then he's going to try to make fun of David. Look at this. When he looked and he saw David, he was disdained. He said, "For he was but a youth and ruddy and fair countenance." And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with a stick?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Now look at this. He looked at David and saw David come out there with a slingshot and a stick. He said, "That's what you fight a dog with. I'm a giant." But I found out that if God gave you the weapon to fight the dog with, and what he mean there is a dog, you know, dog, a wolf is a dog.
Right.
David came out there as a shepherd. Oh, Lord have mercy. And when he came out there as a shepherd, he came in representation of what Israel needed. They needed guidance. They needed somebody to lead. And when you get under good leadership and good guidance, that's what you need in order to defeat your giant. Hallelujah. That's rich right there. So David came out there with a stick. He didn't come out there with a staff. He came out with the rod. The rod is what you fight the wolf off with. So David was saying, "I'm not coming at this mere man." He said, "But spiritually, I'm coming after this wolf who is the devil. And I'm about to defeat this wolf." And look, okay, let me go on. It's so much. I don't have time, so I'm going to have to just go. And the Philistine said, he said to David, "Come to me and I will give your flesh to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field." He lying. Tell somebody, the devil lying. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and with a shield." You got help. "But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, who you have defied." You see, all you need is to come in the name. Oh, in the name of Jesus. The name is a strong tower, and the righteous can run to it, and they are safe. I wish I had somebody. His name not only is a strong tower, but he said his name, that he'll lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name. Y'all got to hear me today. He said, "At that name, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord." Preach. He said, "That name," I wish I had somebody, "with devils fear and tremble at the mention of the name of Jesus." Y'all with me here? We got to know the name. That there's power in the name. I'm almost ready to go there. Oh, yeah. He said, so when he said, "I come in the name of the Lord of Israel, the one who you have defied." And he said, "This day will the David begin to prophesy." See, you've been keeping your mouth shut. The Bible said, "Let the prophet speak." You got to be able to say some stuff. He said, "This day," David began to prophesy. He said, "This day, the Lord delivered thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take your head." I told you, do you want to get ahead in life? Then you got to take some. Come on, you got to take some heads. Oh, come on and say amen. He said, I'm going to take your head from you, and I'll give your carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day to the fowls of the air, to the wild beasts of the earth. And you ain't even going to be buried, bro. That all the earth, that they may know that there is a God in Israel. God wants to prove himself. And guess what? He's going to prove himself through you. He's going to prove himself through who you are. He's going to prove himself through your battle, through your personal battle. I wish I had somebody. People are going to know that there is a God because you have your personal battle. And you're going to win your battle. You got your personal giant that you are facing. He's cursing you. He's saying stuff to you to make you fear. But you got to say, "I ain't fearing. I'm speaking the word of God. This day I'll have your head. This day you ain't going to even have a funeral." I wish I had somebody in the house. He said, "This day it ain't going to be nobody left to bury you, bruh, because I'm coming at you." Come on and say amen. And so what did David say? He said, "And all the assembly shall know that the Lord, he don't save with the sword and the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he is giving me into, giving you into my hand." And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and he drew near to meet David, that David didn't waste no time. Tell somebody, stop wasting time. We waste time talking to people. We waste time watching to see what's going to happen. We become too careful about stuff. Stop wasting time. He said that David didn't waste no time, but David hasted. That means that he ran toward. Anybody running towards your giant? Are you sitting back waiting on your giant to come and attack you? He said all kind of stuff. Don't you wait on him to come. You meet him out there. Don't wait for him to come to your house. You meet him in the street. Don't wait. I wish I had somebody. Don't wait till he get into bed with you and keep you up all night long. You tell that devil, you can't come in here. I'll meet you in the valley. I'll meet you down in the wilderness. I wish I had somebody. But David rose up and took off running and said, I ain't gonna sit here while you come on my turf, but I'm coming to meet you. I wish I had somebody. But while David was on his way, while he was running, he reached in his bag. Remember, that's his grace bag. I reach in my bag. I reach in the Bible, and I give me a word. Put it in my slingshot. My slingshot is prayer. When I begin to pray, I don't just pray amiss. I pray the word of God. Lord, you said that I'm more than a conqueror. Lord, you said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, you said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Do I have a witness? Anybody in the house say, I'm courage. I'm courageous. And I'm about to conquer. Somebody say yes. David ran toward him, put his hand in his bag, put a rock in his slingshot, and he slung the rock. David wasn't worried about which way the rock would go. See, David had practice, and he knew he was accurate. All I'm trying to ask him is, are you praying enough that your prayers are precision, that I know how to pray? I ain't got to stop and ask nobody to help me. I can pray by myself and get some real results. The Bible says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail it much. Is there anybody praying and know that your prayers are answered? Don't you feel like your prayers hit the ceiling? You need to know that I called on the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Somebody shout glory, shout hallelujah. And he all right. And the Bible says that he slung it. And when he slung his rock, it went to the Philistine and hit him in the forehead. They tell me through history, they said that the Philistine that he had on a helmet, that he had on armor, but the one place that he didn't have no armor was right between the eyes. I wish I had somebody. And David was so accurate that he hit him between the eyes, and it sunk in his forehead, caused his brain to hemorrhage. Then he fell down flat on his face. I wish I had somebody. If you got a giant in your life, don't let him run off. Make him fall down flat on his face. Wish I had somebody. Anything and anybody that try to defy the Lord, the Bible says they got to bow. Somebody say yes. The Philistines, they had a god by the name of Dagon. They took the ark, put him in Dagon's temple, came back one day. He fell over and his hands fell off. I wish I had somebody. Fell over another day and he was all broke up. But he was down on his face to let them know, ain't no other God besides Jehovah. Ain't no other God besides Yahweh. Ain't no other God beside my God. Somebody shout glory and say yes in here. give God some praise. But the Bible says that the rock sunk in Goliath's forehead. Goliath fell. David didn't stop. See, some of us would have stopped, ran back in the mountain. I wish I had somebody. But David said, I ain't stopping until I ain't got to see him no more. I don't want to hear no stories about he got up and he's coming back to get me. I'm going to make sure. I wish I had somebody. Notice what David said. If you back up a few verses, David said, I'm going to have your head. But David didn't have a sword. He had a stick in one hand and a slingshot in the other. I wish I had somebody. How was David gonna take his head? And I often wondered what happened to the armor bearer that was standing in front of Goliath. Well, when he saw him fall, he said, I ain't no match for this little boy, because he got the Lord on his side. He tucked his tail and ran off. And David ran, got Goliath's sword, stood on his shoulders, took the sword, hacked off his head, held his head up. Can you imagine a little 18-year-old boy barely holding up a giant's head and say, look what I did. Come out of the mountain. I wish I had somebody. Y'all been in the mountain. I came to let you know. I got me a sword. I done cut off his head. Come out of the mountain. The Bible says that when they saw it, they ran down the hill, chased off the Philistines. The Philistines fled. Anybody here, they say, I'm ready to chase. I'm ready to chase the enemy. I'm ready to get rid of them. They've been in my life too long. They lied on me. They done talked about me. They done threatened my life. But I'm so glad that David came. The shepherd boy. Is there anybody here that realize that one day that we face a sin of giants, a giant of sin, and the Bible says that our David, our beloved Jesus Christ, he came to check on us because we were in the hills hiding from the giant. But when he came down, he slew the giant. He went to an old rugged cross and he slew the giant of sin, then the brother of sin, the giant of death, then the brother of death, hell and the grave. He slew the giants. I wish I had somebody. And the Bible says that when he reached in his bag, he defeated them all. But early, somebody say, early. Say, early. Say, early. Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Somebody say, all power. Power to sling your shot, power to do the will, power to heal you, power to save you, power to help you. Somebody say yes. Won't he do it? Say, won't he do it? Won't he give you victory? Won't he fight your battles? Tell somebody. Say, won't he, won't he? Won't he, will he? This battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Somebody get some courage and have faith. Somebody say yes. Give God some praise. Give God some glory. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, get you some courage. We got to fight. This battle is not yours, but it belongs to God. Be a willing vessel. Let him use you. Let him use you. Let him use you. Say yeah. Say yeah. Hallelujah. One more thing. It's time for me to go. But tell your neighbor. Say neighbor. Say it like I said it. Say neighbor. I may not know three things. But I may not know two things, but one thing I know, I know he's all right. Now say yeah. Right your head back, say yeah. Say yeah. Ah, yeah. Yeah.